I decree and declare that we walk in power and we walk in light. I decree and declare that the overflow in abundance is in full effect in our lives. I decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. I decree and declare that we are money-making ideas. I decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. I decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree and declare that our voices are strong and we speak with a boldness of the Lord. I decree and declare that we stand on the promises of God. We live in the promises of God. We trust in the promises of God. I decree and declare that we speak life and it is law. We speak life into our situations, into our family situations, and we are of God. I decree and declare that we are what God says we are, perfect, whole, and complete. I decree and declare that we only see things in our spiritual eye as we desire it to be. I decree and declare that we walk on serpents, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that every tear of pain, ha, Jesus, every tear of pain is dried up, for we only have tears of joy. Now, prophetess, let's open up the line and let's speak in our heavenly language. Amen and amen.
Russian, the 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 Russian Father God, we thank you for this midnight prayer, Father. We thank you for the saints that are joined here together this morning, Father. Lord, we thank you for ushering a new day and ushering a new week with a powerful foundation, a strong foundation, an uncracked foundation, Father, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as we go into this new week of this December month, Lord, getting closer to the Christmas day, Father, Lord. Let us continue to be comforted, Lord. Let us be a comforter, Lord, to those in need, Father, Lord. Let our generosity, Lord, and our giving even increase in the season, Father, Lord. Let there be no end, Lord. Let there be opportunities in many ways, Lord. Let us be able to seek opportunities, each and every saint on this call, to be of an impact to the community at large, Father. Let the community at large be feel the prophetic order here, or let them be able to feel the impact and the spirit of the Zoe ministries all over the world, Lord, all over the nation, Father, Lord. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, we just hold up Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, as they are continuing to further the prophetic, Father, Lord. We just thank you for their lives, Lord. Continue to lengthen their days, Lord. Continue to bring new and innovative ways to them to stay healthy and fit, Lord. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be a witness to that, and also be in training with them in different ways on staying healthy, Father. And Lord, let us continue to execute and to demonstrate those healthy ways, Lord, in our lives for the rest of this year into 2018, Lord. Let 2018 year be a year of great health, Lord, mental health, physical health, and emotional health, Father. Lord, we thank you for the financial health of our people, Father. We thank you for the collaboration, Lord, that is in us, Lord, that has always been in us, Lord. Let it not lay dormant inside of us, let that community spirit, that family spirit, not let dormant inside of us anymore, Lord. Let it branch out, Lord, not just from our immediate families, Lord, but from our neighborhood, into our neighborhood, into our communities, into our school systems, Lord, because we know, Lord, that it is us that has to band together, to move together in oneness, Father, to demonstrate what we already know ourselves to be kings and queens, Lord, or rulers of kingdoms, Father, rulers of dominions, Father, spiritual intercessors and warriors, Father. Let that all be able to show and come out in this season in a mighty, 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 mighty way, Father. Lord, we just thank you. We just break every stronghold sickness and disease, Lord. We band together, Father, against any infirmities, Father. We decree and declare them to be cease in this season in the name of Jesus, Lord. We lay our hands on all of our youth, Father, Lord. We thank you for to straighten their path, Lord, to give them insights, to continue to mentor, to bring them mentors, Lord. Let us that are in our adult years, Lord, be better mentors, Father, Lord. Train us up, Lord. Continue to train us up. And thank you for the examples, Lord, that be better mentors in this season, Father. We thank you for all of these things. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you this morning that we're all able to come before your throne in prayer for your people and for our families. Just thank you for renewing and restoring your people. Thank you, Father, for being Jehovah Rapha and healing all of us totally. Myself, Olivia Castillo, and young Prophet Sade Wilson, and young Ray J. Baker, and Aisha Cooper, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Mother Dorothy Myers, and Prophetess Alice Jackson, and Prophet Alvin Turner, Bianca Tucker, and Ronald Blake, Marcus Fugates, and you know the list of everyone, Lord, and I just thank you in advance for total healing and restoration. Well, thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their faithfulness in serving you and teaching us how to do that as well. I thank you for the conversations of peace worldwide. You are the driving force of our lives, Lord, and I thank you for that. I thank you for new beginnings, a new day, newness. I thank you for grace, peace, mercy every day. I thank you that any tongue that rises against anyone on this call or worldwide is already condemned. I thank you for teaching us how to rise above all situations. I thank you for the prophetic of poem and prophet college where we could all gather and to learn who you are and how to walk the way in which you want us to walk. I thank you for multiplying us with wealth, Lord. I thank you for new beginnings, open doors. I thank you for families to heal all families. I thank you for bringing healing and direction and help to all the devastating countries, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, California, New York. I thank you for all of that, Father. I thank you that, you know, you have the angels to help us in every way, form, and fashion. I thank you for business plans, visions, and investments and investors. In Jesus' name I pray of all of that. Amen and amen.
And amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you have your way, that you would have your way in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls. Oh God, I just pray that we would just give ourselves unto you. Like before in this season, Lord God, I pray that you would continue to speak to us the areas where there's confusion and fear and sadness, Lord God, and work a miracle, Lord God, and increase our faith, increase our strength, increase our consciousness, increase our wealth, the miracles, the blessings. Lord, we know that where we are, Lord God, is far, Lord God, greater than where we come from. So we thank you, Lord God, for the increase. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us this far, Lord God. We remember where you've brought us, Lord God. Continue to encourage us and strengthen us, but we pray in this season, pray for those, Lord God, who may not know you. We pray that you continue to use us, that our lives would be a testimony, that we would testify of your glory, of your Holy Spirit, of your awesomeness, of your love, of your unending favor in our lives. I pray healing over those who need to be healed. I pray, Lord God, happiness over those who are feeling sadness. I pray, Lord God, strength for those who are feeling weak. Lord, I pray that you would do a turnaround miracle in our lives like never before. May we never become too familiar, Lord God, with your grace and your mercy and your blessings, Lord God. May we always be, may we always submit to your will, Lord God. May you continue to order things in our lives. May we not get too comfortable thinking that we know it all, Lord God, but because you are in the details, Lord God. You're in things we can't even see. So may we be humble before you, Lord God. May we always kneel down, Lord God, and just continue to bestow upon you all the glory that you deserve, Lord. I pray that we move into this new year, Lord God, that we would just have a new eye and consciousness, Lord God. May we not continue on the same route, but may we grow and increase in strength and faith, Lord God. Open us up like never before. Lord, I pray for our leaders, our shepherds, those who you've really commissioned to lead the sheep, Lord God. I pray that you bless them with the double anointing, Lord God, double grace, double mercy. I thank you and I command the angels in this season, angels of protection, angels of safety, angels of favor, Lord God, just to shower us in this season. May we feel your presence like never before, Lord God. May our children, our seeds feel your presence. Lord God, may our seeds speak for us in times where we can't even speak. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to just make yourself known to us and available to us, Lord God. I thank you for all the things done and undone, seen and unseen. Lord, I know that your way is the only way, Lord God. And I pray that in this season that you would continue to align things around business, employment, schools, and then concerns. Lord, I pray that you would just come to an alignment, Lord God. That even as we make a way, Lord God, that you would use it for our good, that everything would be for our good, Lord God. We thank you that we have victory in all things. We thank you that we have the upper hand in all things. And may we be reminded and comforted in that, knowing, Lord God, that you are our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And we thank you for using us, always making us first. We love you. We adore you. Amen. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father, for your word that declares where two or three are together in your name. There you are in the midst of us. And we decree and declare the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood that will cover our lives and cover our homes, cover our families, cover our children, cover the schools, my God, even the train, the tram, the buses, that you continue to be our eternal refuge and only to everlasting arms. We thank you, Father, for the leadership, my God. And now, Bishop Eberna Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, that Father, you will grant them the spirit of endurance and perseverance, my God, to the very end. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for the prophetic, my God, that is being globalized. And we thank you, Father, for the laborers that you are raising up, my God, and the fields are already white for harvest, for the laborers of you. And we thank you for raising them up, for sending them forth even now, equipping them for your service, for your glory, and for your praise. We thank you, Father, for the healing, my God, that is flowing in the lives of those who are reaching out even now by faith. We stand in agreement with them. And we decree, my God, that healing is the children's bread. And you are still the balm that's in Gilead. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that rests upon even Zoe ministry. And the ministries, Father, Lord, in the kingdom of God, the fivefold ministries, Father, that you are anointed at your appointed time and appointed season. We thank you, Father, for the families. The families, my God, that you are just covering even now during this month, Father. Your divine protection. And they're going out and they're coming in. Don't sit in the uprising, my God, your angels on assignment. And we give you glory, my God, for open doors. We thank you for breakthroughs, Father. We thank you, Father, for restoration, because you're the God of restoration, Father. Restore the bridge. We give you glory and praise, my God, for making ways where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for prosperity, my God, because you desire that we may prosper and be in health, even as a soul prosper. And we decree, send now prosperity as we give you the praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Father God, I bless your name and I thank you for touching us, Father God. I thank you for salvation, Father God. I thank you for lifting us in this hour, Father God. I thank you for covering us, God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. I thank you, God, for your saving grace, God. I thank you for money-making ideas in this hour. I thank you for covering the brethren, Father God, as they go in and they go through the highways and the byways, covering them, Father God, for the evils that shall try to come against them, Father God. Thank you for revealing what anyone of negativity has planned, God. Thank you for canceling out the enemy, Father God. We thank you for increasing our faith in this hour. Thank you for healing and covering. God, I cancel out addiction, Father God, and bipolarness, Father God. God, and those things that are not right for our bodies, Father God, the things that we eat that, God, are not right. God, we thank you for showing us the things that are not right, Father God, and bringing those people into our existence, Father God, that can teach us, God. Thank you for blessing our seniors, Father God, keeping them in our right mind, Father God, and the peace and the calmness, God, that comes over them that helps them to relax, Father God. Thank you for housing for Roslyn Smith, Father God, and I cancel out anybody who tries to take advantage of her in this hour. We thank you for the open doors of anybody looking for housing in this hour, Father God. And anything that's formed against anyone in this day, Father God, we cancel that, for they shall not prosper. We thank you for the families here gathered here in the generation. Thank you for saving them, Father God, healing them, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for safety in travel, Father God. And I thank you, God, for upgrading in careers and elevation in careers and new network in careers, Father God, and promotions, Father God. And I thank you, God, for these new networks. I thank you for the elders of the church, the mothers of the church, Father God, the prophets of the church, Father God, as vessels speaking your word. Thank you, God, for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for even new money-making ideas. Thank you for everything that you're instilling in them that they can regurgitate and feed to us, God. We continue to give your name the glory and the praise, Father God. Thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray, Father God. Touch her in a special way, Father God. Strengthen her mind and her body, Father God. And we only see rightness, right people around her, Father God. We bless your name and thank you, God. Thank you for blessing Frank Tucker and Cynthia Tucker, Father God. Touch the marriage, Father God. Cancel out anything that's not of you, Father God. Bring back the love, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for strengthening Ronald Blake's body, Father God. We cancel any cancer in his life, Father God. We thank you for Prophetess Aisha, God. We thank you, God, also for Marcus Fugate, canceling out that addiction to the alcohol, Father God. Bless these people. Bless their souls, Father God. Give us the newness, Father God. We thank you for the turnaround, the restoration, the turnaround, the renewal, Father God. We thank you for joy in this hour. We thank you for happiness in this hour, God. We thank you, God, for things being in divine order. And everywhere that we walk, Father God, we call the land blessed. It's blessed. It's blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing that I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me up above a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up, my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father God, I thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father God, I thank you for the unity and the oneness on this line. Father, I thank you for the utterance of prayer of every mouth that opened up today. Father, I thank you for your supplications. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your wisdom, Lord. Father, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. Father, I thank you for elevation and expansion. Lord, I thank you for every decree and declare that has been uttered on this line. Father, you said our lives are yea and amen. Father, you said that we are the apple of your eye. Father, you said no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, you said we have the victory. Father, you said you bring healing and strength to your people. Father, you said that anything that we want is already ours. Father, you said it's our divine right to be whole, healed, and complete. Father, you say go on, tarry on, move forward. Father, you said take the action and it shall be completed.
Father, you said never tarry, and doors are always open and never denied. Father, you said in this hour that all things are possible if we trust in your Son. Father, you said that we thank you that that you have given your Son for the embeddement of every living thing on this earth. Father, we thank you for your Son. Father, we thank you for our elderly people. We thank you for the wisdom and open doors that they have given unto us. Father, may they never be overlooked, but always in your presence. Father, may they always be number one in your eyesight, because you say they are beautiful and they are your people. Father, we thank you for the homeless. Father, we thank you for just guiding us like you always do every day. Father, we thank you for submission and humbleness. Father, we know that all things are happening because you have ordained it to be so. Father, we know you know all things, the good and the bad. Father, we know that you give us the balance and you teach us how to walk in balance. Father, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ibanah Jordan. Father, I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the company of prophets. I thank you for victory in advance, Lord. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. I thank you for Mother Mary Varian. Father, I thank you for Okobosha. I thank you for Bishop Varian. Father, I thank you for Lady Prophetess Michelle. Father, I thank you, Ekamushata. Thank you, Lord, for your elevation. Father, I thank you for peace. I thank you for world peace. I thank you for keeping our men and women at arm's bay, whether it's the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, or Yakarabushate. Father, I love you, and I adore you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, I give you all honor and praise with thanksgiving. And I thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, oh God. I thank you, God, for keeping us free from harm, God. I thank you, God, for that, oh God. I thank you, God, for setting us free. I thank you, God, for tearing walls down. I thank you, God, for money-making ideas. And I thank you, God, for keeping us on the right track, oh God. I thank you, God, for helping us to be responsive of thy will, God. And I thank you, Lord, for cleansing our mind of selfishness, God. And I thank you, God, for giving us strength to overcome the temptation of this life, Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts and the hearts of the youth with all your goodness, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the elderly. I thank you, God, for keeping them in their right minds and keeping them with strength, oh God. And I thank you, God, for giving them good health, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for everyone on the line. Thank you, God, for blessing their homes and increasing their lives, oh God. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. And whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. And thank you, God, again, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, O God. We thank you. In your mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that you loose the band of wickedness, you undo heavy burdens, and let the oppressed go free, and you break every yoke of bondage of everyone under the sound of our voice. We thank you, Lord, that our light break forth as the morning and our health spring forth speedily and our righteousness go before us. The glory of the Lord is our rear guard. We thank you, Lord, that you guide us continually and satisfy our souls in drought. You make fat our bones and we are like well-watered gardens and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. We bless you, O God, that they that are of us shall rebuild the old waste places, and we shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and we shall be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwell in. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our hearts, our houses. And we thank you, Lord, that we delight ourselves in you, and you give us the desires of our hearts. And we commit our way unto you, and you bring those desires to pass. We give you the glory and honor and praise for healing and for deliverance. We bless everyone under the sound of our voices, everyone on the prayer list. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough, restoration and repair in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for debt cancellation. We reroute every enemy, and we expose every witch and every warlock. We break the bands of wickedness, and every power of darkness is sent back to the sender 100-fold return. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, bless you, people of God. It is an honor and privilege to be among the sanctified. It's an honor and privilege to be on the call and be it to be a yes on behalf of the people of God. And we want to just encourage you, amen, to sow a seed of thanksgiving, amen, to respond to the letters from Archbishop, amen. We have a few days left. The window of opportunity will soon close, amen. And if you are getting Archbishop's letters, you know exactly what I'm speaking about, amen. And let's just jump into the announcements. Amen. We know that Monday through Saturday we have Archbishop teaching daily at 9 a.m. Amen. Meet him on those calls, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. Amen. You also know that there is Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Amen, with Prophet Joshua Jordan. Prophet is Jessica Jordan and the company of prophets. Amen. Also coming up, the New Year's Eve service, the oil mixing service, December 31st at 10 p.m. at the Eagles House. Amen. You want to RSVP at 888-831-0434. You can also text your donation at 646-762-0433. Amen. To give your donation. Also, Prophecology, you must register at www.prophecology.com. and provide your itinerary information, your travel information, so your concierge would best serve you. Amen. Also, you want to join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Amen. Submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. And that we may be able to stand with you for your needs. Amen. Did I miss anything, Company of Prophets? Going once, going twice?
No, I think you have everything. Thank you,
Senator. Bless you. Thank you so much. All right. God bless you all is my prayer. Have a great Monday. And we'll see you back on the call. God bless.